9 constitutional amendments will appear on the November 6th ballot. Joining me for a discussion of the amendments is PAR Council President Robert Travis Scott. The 7th proposal in the list of amendments on the ballot rewrites some details over membership in state boards and commissions. Why has this shown up for consideration by voters?
All this really does is a housekeeping measure. As you know, the state, because of its population, hasn't grown as quickly as other states. Its number of congressional seats has been reduced from 7 to 6. And so what has happened is we have a number of boards and commissions, well, a few of them, I should say, especially in the higher education boards, where the membership is stacked according to, in part, according to representatives from each of the congressional districts. So now that we've gone from 7 to 6, which is just a fact of life, we have to go back in and state how we're going to reset these boards and commissions and how the representation is going to be. So it's really mainly a housekeeping measure brought by this change in reapportionment.
Another tax exemption item is found in the 8th Amendment dealing with non-manufacturing business. What does this proposal address?
Well, the state already has a tax exemption for property taxes for manufacturing companies that can qualify for it and be approved by a state board. What this particular amendment would do is it would create a new exemption for certain non-manufacturing businesses, especially those involved in, like, a distribution center, data services center, digital and software media development, and corporate headquarters. Now, there still would be tax. The first $10 million of the value of the investment, or 10% of the fair market value, whichever is the greater, would still be taxed under this plan. That's unlike the manufacturing tax exemption. But you also have to have buy-in by a parish before that parish can participate in it. That means the police jury or the parish council and the sheriff and the assessor and the school board and et cetera, they all have to agree that their parish should be listed as a site that's eligible for this particular incentive.
And the final amendment offered up is on crime prevention and security districts. Deals with advertising and notice of intent. What is found there in the 9th Amendment?
Very, 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 very minor change in the Constitution. This does not really affect crime prevention and security districts directly. It basically just says when you're setting up for a vote of one of these in a community or neighborhood, you have to advertise it 3 days instead of 2 days ahead of time to give a little extra notice if you want to pull one of these off. So that's all it really does.
Robert Travis Scott is president with the Public Affairs Research Council. Robert, if someone would like to visit your website and find out more through the Voter's Guide, how could they do so?
Please do. Just go to parlouisiana.org. That's parlouisiana.org. That's our website. You'll find our PAR Guide to the Constitutional Amendments there. You can read over and just read the highlights if you want, just to get a taste of each one. Or if you need a lot of information or want more context, you can dive in a little deeper with each one, too. It's all there for you.
Robert, thanks for the information provided. We appreciate it.
Great. Good luck.